Good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:09, 59 degrees here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Well, this is something that impacts most of us. Obesity, especially childhood obesity, depression, violence, anything else that will jeopardize our health. Well, it is being addressed in so many different ways, but right here at home, we're lucky. We have a licensed physical therapist with more than a 16-year career who's joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. His name is Dr. Victor Paul, and you've created this system. It's called R2E. It stands for Reconnect to Empower. You're actually featured right now. I'm reading this article on Yahoo, so yahoo.com.
You made it.
Yeah, you really made it. Well, now you've made it. You've been on Palmetto Morning.
Right, yes, right. That's the gold star. Yeah.
You've been featured on some other national news programs as well. So you came up with this system, is that correct?
Yes.
So do people come to you when they seek out your services and you just provide this to them, or you're doing this for like free pro bono right
now? Currently, it's pro bono.
Okay.
And I'm working on a 10-state tour with a nonprofit and basically connecting with parents and children to reconnect. Like I said, the method's called Reconnect to Empower, to connect to thought postures, to breathing postures, and to physical muscle postures.
So I come to you either as an adult or bring my child to you and say, hey, something's going on here. My child is fighting obesity, right? They are dealing with depression.
Maybe anxiety.
I'm dealing with an anxiety. How does your method help people like myself and Alex, maybe, if we come to you?
Well, basically, it starts with a conversation.
Okay.
And we discuss what exactly is going on. And we get at what your goals are. And mm-hmm. Are you struggling with anxiety, depression, obesity? And they're all very interrelated, though. I mean, you might think of one's physical and one's mental, but the mind and the body are really one, and they interplay all day long. So I would find out what it is that's going on, and then basically bring that parent and or child, ideally parent and child. That's really what I want to do. Get those parents and those children to connect.
So you're using breathing, meditation, and other holistic, you say, science-based tactics.
Yes.
So walk us through breathing. I will say I'm bombarded now with commercials on television, commercials on the radio, and commercials on social media about breathing apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why do we need an app to teach us how to breathe? But once you look at the app, they give you prompts on how to slow our busy lives down.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that. Why is breathing so important?
Well, I mean, there's so much evidence that shows that breathing properly and slowly and meditatively is actually very calming for the overall nervous system. And when you do that, you are putting your body and your mind in a healing state. And we are bombarded with so much information. And to step away from that and to just focus on breathing, it sounds so simple, but to step away from that and to just be grounded in that breathing. I mean, I could get into the science of it. I don't know how much you want to hear about that, but
this is we're Fisher-Price doctors, if
okay.
That teaches you anything. But
plastic.
you were teaching us something before we went on about how if we're like we're right now we're seated, and you were talking about to sit up tall, right? And what did you say? Bring your belly button into your spine. So this is something people listening right now can stop what they're doing and walk us through it, right?
Absolutely.
So we're sitting up tall, and what do we need to do?
So you sit up tall, and if you just simply pull your belly button in towards your spine.
Okay.
And when you do that, you're engaging a specific muscle. If you pull that belly button into your spine, you're engaging the muscle. While you hold that posture, take a deep breath in, hold for a few seconds, and then a deep breath out, while maintaining that posture. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you're integrating mind and body. You're integrating posture muscles with your breathing posture. And that's two of the three elements of the R2E method.
And then the last element is really the empowerment piece. Mm-hmm. And how does that play into the breathing, the posture?
So when you engage that postural muscle and you breathe meditatively, then you incorporate thought affirmations. There's so much evidence that shows that thought affirmations also can bring us into a more empowered state. And it doesn't matter what traditions you practice, religious or non-religious, we all think. And if we think positively and we engage that part of ourselves, we're moving towards empowerment.
Well, this is quite incredible. Through your research and the tour of the nation right now that you're doing with this, it is so simple. This is not stuff we've never heard of before, mm-hmm. but now it's incorporating all three of those elements mm-hmm. together. And how are you seeing the reactions of people that are actually sitting down, putting all three of those things together, and then how do they feel afterwards?
They feel amazing. I've gotten such great feedback from people over time, just feeling more grounded, feeling more positive, feeling more focused. When you connect and reconnect with your body and your mind, I mean, that's what we have. That's our home. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's so true.
Doctor, how do you push back against the naysayers, those that say, oh my gosh, breathing and meditation, you know, what are we on some wellness retreat out in the Midwest? You know, right. there are folks that look at this and might roll their eyes or say, come on, really? How do you address those?
Look to the science. Thousands of years of practice. People have been doing it for millennia, and the science proves it.
It's also true. It's different for everybody, right? So they might just say, well, that breathing technique might not work for me. But in a meditation state, shutting off the lights, getting rid of all the electronics, just being deep in your thought for 5 to 10 minutes – might work for me, and it might not work for Alex. So I think every body is somewhat different, right? I mean, that's another way to kind of set the table different.
Well, and to Victor Paul's point over here, you have to practice. It has to be incorporated mm-hmm. into your daily life, your routine, that it becomes so natural. And you'll be naturally having these postures where you're holding in, you know, your belly button, and you're naturally thinking of these breathing techniques. And when you reach that element of life, you're in a good place, but it does take practice and a habit to build on over time.
Absolutely. Like anything else, if you practice consistently, then they become a part of your life.
Are you still breathing? I sure am, Alex.
I keep reminding myself, posture up.
There you go. All right. Well, his name is Dr. Victor Paul, and you can check out this R2E movement. It is called Reconnect to Empower. You've got a website. It's r2emethod.com. Well, thanks so much for offering this service pro bono to so many families, and good luck on your tour across the country. And he's located right here in Fort Mill.
Well, thank you so much.
We certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.